Hello and welcome to another live music show on Radio Reverb. Your community radio station for Brighton and Hove. Broadcasting in the Brighton and Hove area on 97.2 FM and streaming live on the internet at www.radioreverb.com. And these live Saturday music sessions are available also to listen to again and download as podcasts at liveinbrighton.podomatic.com. And this week, we're going to have two sort of medium-sized live sessions previously recorded. So it's going to be a kind of virtual live show today. Then, towards the end of the show, we're going to perhaps be looking forward to what's coming up in the next few weeks and months, when we'll be having some more actually live sessions, like last week when the fabulous dancers, or the dancers, were in. The previously recorded live sessions are with two very talented singer-songwriters and multi-talented musicians, both based in Brighton for quite a while, although now sadly both gone away. So I can't think of the word for people who have been here and gone off. Well, you know, they're very nice. They do come back and play for us. And at least we have these live sessions. And who knows, maybe they'll return. They are, in reverse order, Amity, who you may well have heard on Radio Reverb a few times, but then she is really very good. And also perhaps a lesser-known musician, a lady who goes by the name of Me, as in M-double-E. So on the show, we're going to be hearing live songs. They recorded actually live on air. Well, some of them were. And some of them were recorded in studio sessions. And we'll be talking to them too, by the magic of recordings. And also playing some songs from their studio recordings, other studios. But let's start off with, Me. She brought out a single, and she was also, although not playing an awful lot at the time, she found herself, almost by accident, in the final of a kind of live and unsigned music competition at the O2 in London, in a great big place. Although, sadly, she didn't win, but I think she ought to have done. However, around about that time, she brought out a single recorded in a proper studio. And so I thought I'd play that first, and then we would hear her live in the studio. So here is the one-time Brighton musician called Me, who I think she got married and moved away. But here is her single. It's called Jump Ship, and then we'll hear her live songs.
Get a weave of the bonfire, smoke in my head. I really care for the sound of a sheep ripping up the grass. And I bet my peachy ass that the grass might not be greener, but the green shore is looking cleaner. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, I'm like a sprout bursting out from its seed pod. And this path that I've been plotting all my life, never seeing God. Even when the doubt war hobbles me in my boots, well, I'm sinking my roots ever deeper. When I dream, I'm still a wee part. Don't tell anybody, don't tell anybody. But I'm really not a quitter. Been chomping at the bittersweet taste of humanity's consuming haste. Ooh, the high keys and the low, whoa, 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 whoa. Ooh, the love and the rest of life. Let the parchments burn, and then the storms be right.
Well, it's the fabulous me, one time resident of Brighton, I think long-term resident of Brighton, with her single, not recorded here, but called Jump Ship. Sorry about the little gap there. I was caught out there. However, here we have me, various two live sessions joined together, and also talking about how her experience of being in the national final of the live and unsigned UK music competition. We have some live music, and we're going to hear all about me, who is from here in Brighton. Hello, me.
Hello.
Thanks very much for coming to Radio Reverb. Now, you were on Radio Reverb before, but we thought we'd invite you back because you were in the regional finals of the live and unsigned National UK Music Competition, and now you're through to the area finals, which is coming up soon in Portsmouth. So we've invited you back to sing some more songs and tell us a bit more about yourself.
Thank
and
you
Liz
very
is
much.
Signalling that she wants to say something.
I've got my hand up. I'm curious about your name. So it's actually spelled M-E-I?
M-E-E.
M-E-E.
Yeah.
What's it? Is it short?
It's very self-absorbed.
Me.
It's just you. It's a stage name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, well, at least we've got that established already. But let's have some me music then. Me, what are you going to start off singing for
I'm
us?
I'm not sure.
That one you did before was nice.
I think I'm going to experiment because I wrote a song yesterday.
Wicked.
And I'm going to need my breath. So I'll play you something that I've written. So it's on air for the first time ever. I don't think even my family's heard this.
Here and exclusive again for Radio Reverb.
Dedicated to the festival. Let us be a legacy of love. That our grandchildren and theirs will talk above all else. All else fades away, whoa. There is nothing there for me to do today. The to-do list is always perfectly incomplete. Risk the leap of faith and fly in sweet defeat. Cradled in love, the gift of life, I am dedicating myself to be your wife. Wrist exposed, arms out wide for the sky. Mother brings the flooding of human night. Together, up and down, politician, worker, weeper, and clown. Ride the tides of legacy. Stay in the eye of the storm, oh, I see worthy. But breathe in love, we trust. There is nothing else we must but walk the planks of our making. There's no faking the legacy of love. And there's no faking the legacy of love.
Woohoo! Woohoo! That was me, from not me, but me, M-E-E, here live in the studio at Radio Reverb. Let's have a song. What should we have now?
Well, this song is called Armageddon. It's perfectly timed as well as the other one because it is 2012 and there's a lot of talk about the demise of the human race. And especially in the Brighton circles, there's plenty of theories about what's going to happen at the end of the year. And I've been lucky enough to win a couple of recording days with Metway Studios, which is just down the road, that's owned by the Levellers. Woohoo! Okay. Love the Levellers! Love those boys. So I'm really excited. I'm going to re-record this with a cool band you might have heard of called Band Source. They are so awesome. Check out bandsource.com. Those boys have been kind enough to let me jam with them for this one song.
That's fantastic. Okay. Oops, sorry.
Wrong microphone.
Ready
okay.
to go?
Take it away.
I'm playing the concrete game of drifting, working class through the city. I'm praying for human salvation, but it's not looking so pretty. I'm fantasizing, maybe Earth is headed on a collision course toward a massive wormhole. Sucking the entire universe in and out of our control. Preparing for 3 days and three nights of complete and utter darkness. I'm trying to keep it together as best as I can. I'm taking a break from YouTube clips that only perpetuate my fear. I'll thank God for my TV, how I love to go shopping, and the lime in my beer. There's no quick fix. A lot of factors in the mix. We all might be doomed, you know. Doomed to tell you, Armageddon might be coming. Ooh, ooh, ooh. No escaping from the past. There's no use in running. All we have is the here and now, and the soil beneath our feet. Dry planting seeds for the babies. All of us still have to eat. Life keeps on breathing and breeding. Time is a trickster misleading. And as we're choosing to be scared, I'm gonna choose to have some fun instead. Yeah. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. I'm gonna choose to have some fun instead. Yeah. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. I'm gonna choose to have something better than income support or working tax credit. I'm stuck in a loophole. Tell me, what do they call this benefit? HMRC, daylight robbery. Everybody avoiding the tax man's attention. But I can't survive on my self-help books alone or my spiritual ascension. That you never know if we're lucky. The political economy might well collapse. Cause after all, the monetary system is built on debt. I'm searching Google Maps for a plot of land so I can build my zero emission, low impact home, go back to my roots, and plant a rockin' permaculture zone. Media hype, hypo, greenwashing, global and local disasters. I want to be a self-proclaimed, green-fingered, self-sufficient master. How about trying a little guerrilla gardening, growing the grey-green? Thinking outside of the box, seed on the city and harvest the crops. Armageddon might be coming. Ooh, ooh, ooh. No escaping from the past, there's no use in running. All we have is the here and now, and the soil beneath our feet. Try planting seeds for the future. All of us still have to eat. Life keeps on breathing and breathing. Time is a trickster misleading. Unless we're choosing to be scared, I'm gonna choose to have some fun instead. Yeah. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. I'm gonna choose to have some fun instead. Yeah. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. I'm gonna choose to have some fun. I'm gonna choose to have some fun. I'm going to use to have some fun.
But for now, me, you look like you're just going to sing us a song. And what are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing you a song called Trigger.
Okay. And is this one of your own songs?
They're all my own songs.
Oh, of course. Go.
Trigger.
up to me all of the time. I don't care if it's not anybody else's way. It's mine, and I'm a walking trigger. Yeah, I'm a walking trigger. Yeah, I'm a trigger, baby. To the wind again. Only way I know how to live. Arms out wide like I'm crucified. Surrendering to what needs to die. I'm bidding goodbye to the old. I'm making a choice for the new. And I'm a walking trigger for you. Yeah, I'm a walking trigger.
Ah, well, that was absolutely brilliant. Me. So that was called Trigger.
Yeah.
And me, that was me live here in the Radio Reverb studio. And that was one of your own songs, mm-hmm. As of all your songs, written by yourself. And you are you going to get to perform that in the grand final of Live and Unsigned in London?
That's a really self-indulgent, cathartic song I wouldn't impose on a crowd of 2,000 people. That's some sort of dingy pub somewhere in Lewis. And
okay.
Some drunk at the bar song, yeah.
Oh, well, so you have your sort of, where you play what, all planned out
oh,
already?
Oh, yeah, you've got to know your audience, yeah. You've got to know what's appropriate for what sort of environment.
And so do you know the dingy pub scene in Lewis then?
Yeah, although I tend not to do that these days, being a mum of three and super busy and doing other things. But yeah, if I need to go and get a free pint, I'll always go down.
Okay.
Some pub.
Really? Okay. So this thing of performing at the O2 in front of 2,000 people, is this like a new experience for you, or have you done that all the time?
Not really. No, I have performed to very large audiences before. I haven't done so for a few years, actually. But I know what it takes to put on a big show like that, and I know that it's not just about the audio, it's about the visual stimulus, it's about crowd participation, it's about connecting with such a large crowd. You're really in the distance on a very large stage, a little small dot. You have to somehow connect. And I'm only on the stage this time for 3.5 minutes. So prior to this, being in front of a crowd of 2,500 people or more, you get to do like a whole hour.
Yes, you have more time to connect and let your sort of personality, whatever.
Well,
you know,
3.5 minutes. How much can you cram into that?
Well, you have to. That's a task in itself, and you know, and so this because this is as the listener does to your previous appearance will know, it was a kind of an open competition for the UK for singers, songwriters and bands, mostly who, you know, mostly original material, as opposed to kind of like an open mic competition, which there is another one as well.
Yes.
But which is just people singing anything, but this you have to come along with an original. Do you have to have an original song, or
you do? Well, no, you don't.
You don't.
But
okay.
They say that it's really judged on originality because that's what they're trying to encourage.
Right.
They're trying to get away from the mainstream, and the exposure is all about finding new, fresh talent that people haven't heard before.
Indeed.
But you do have to sing a cover. That is compulsory.
Okay, so you have to do one of each sort of thing, and you only get 3.5 minutes. So this is going to be the fourth time sort of hurdle that you've had to jump across, or hoop that you've had to jump through.
I don't know if I'd choose those metaphors.
What would you say then?
This is the third giant sweet shop I've gone to visit.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. I have to say that I did, luckily you did invite me to go and see you down at the Hove Town Hall at the, which was it, the
regional?
The regional final, because it went audition, regional, area, southern area, and now national. So that was the regional one. And anyway, it was really good. And then you got through that. And then you went to Portsmouth.
Yeah.
And then you got through that too. And now, so how many other people are going to be, I mean, I know there are different categories, aren't there?
Yeah, there's quite a lot that gone through because it's the whole UK.
Right.
I think there's four or five different categories and genres.
Right.
I can't remember what I fall into, urban pop or something.
Oh, yeah.
My email back, really? So there's pretty, on average, about 10 in each genre.
Right.
And then they whittle down to one out of each, and then there's a final battle in the evening out of all the genres, so there's only one.
Oh, I see.
Triumphant thing. But apparently last year, lots of people got recognised and signed and blah, blah.
Right. So, and you weren't expecting this at all, because you didn't enter originally yourself. It was your sister.
That's right.
Who put you in.
And a £5 Christmas
and
present.
And you weren't even thinking about doing anything like that.
It's a really good Christmas present. It's lasted a really long time. And also, it's been a really bonding experience, because every single time, it's been the same sort of, the same song that we're showcasing, different presentation, but it's just been growing really organically. It's been so nice to get together with, you know, a friend who happens to be my sister as well, and get really creative together and create stage props and, you know, whatever else.
Your stage props were great, and I thought it was wonderful.
You're going to see this time they're going to be
on a minute. In there was big flowers, and you had these assistants.
Like giant pom-pom, tissue paper pom-pom trees.
I thought they were big.
Made out of the innards of carpet rolls. You know, the really tall ones. Oh, my God, she spiraled them up in ribbons. And
it was like Busby Barkley. He had these assistants who carried them along and put them in front of the stage.
That was for the regionals. And then the next one, she created these giant trees. So, sorry, I didn't mean to listen to what you said.
No.
But the next round was, and so now they're going to get even bigger.
Yes.
A bit like Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Okay. Really? So you're going to be glad to have them there?
I'm going to have, like... Guards, Buckingham Palace guards.
Really? You get a dance troupe to go on.
I don't know if they're
going to
be dancing.
Not going to be dancing, but they are going to be there. They could be dancing if you weren't going for that.
Command them to
do So this is all going to be fun, okay? So you actually get to make a kind of, you know, more of a show, not just your own.
I mean, I'm not getting carried away with it. The way I've done it is I've budgeted it so that, you know, what we can afford, because it's an expensive hobby, and we're just going to see how much fun we can have that day.
Well, that's a good point there, because this sort of thing does... You know, it does actually cost you some money. It's not like they're whisking you around and paying for everything. You have to pay a lot of it yourself.
Oh, yeah, and find all the publicity and press. Thank you for having me on your show yet again, Donald.
Well, absolutely. No, you see, at least with us, you know, we like to encourage people like yourself.
Yeah, and be associated with Live and Unsigned, they do provide a great platform to showcase yourself on.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I would say other, you know, music competitions are available, but I'm not sure which ones there
are. There's the Open Mic UK. That's quite a big one.
That's run by the same people.
Yes, it's a sister company.
I suppose that are those ones on the telly are. Do you know, Emily, do you know of any other music competitions?
X Factor.
X Factor,
yes. Which is so bad.
That's Emily's view.
No, that's
not the view of Radio Reverb. No, it's all right. Anyway, that's just an opinion, not a statement of any sort of fact. Anyway, so that's all right. Okay. Anyway, let's go back to me. So really, are you still, you know, you're not thinking, oh my God, I wish I'd never started this because it's costing me so much and taking up so much of my life. Are you still happy about it and think it's worth it?
I have read and researched that there have been performers in the past that have spent thousands on special gadgets and mobile phones to do the extra voting and texting and whatever. But to put this into perspective, I've just finished a college course so I can get off benefits. At the same time, I've been my partner's proposed to me, so I'm intending to getting married next year.
Ooh, congratulations.
I've got three wonderful children that constantly need feeding and disciplining.
What will you sing?
It's called Cold Water, and it's inspired by the swallows that fly around before they go to bed underneath the pier.
Lovely.
Abandoned at full close, low tide is lapping at my toes, slipping away, wade out waist deep, leaving those behind snuggled in sleep. Cold water warm me, crashing waves, let me weep. Safety gone, I'm way out of my depth. Salty tears and Mother Ocean wind. Take the plunge.
plunge. Take my breath, breathe me calm till all else has left. Storm may come, thunder can roar. Taste the air more, more, more. Crashing waves, let me weave. Safety gone, I'm way out of my depth. Salty tears in Mother Ocean when soaked in salt, richness abounds. All sunken treasures can be found. Floating serene expansiveness, baptized in water, she has me blessed. Ooh, cold water warm me. Crashing waves, let me weep. Safety gone away. Salty tears in Mother Ocean when liquid darkness, moonlight glisten, willing hearts can feel and listen. Siren screeching pierce the ears. Age-old teaching, pour love on our feet. Pour it on. Pour it on, cold water warm me. Crashing waves, let me weep. Safety gone, I'm way out of my depth. Salty tears in Mother Ocean.
Thank you very much, Mee. That was absolutely fantastic.
Absolutely.
Well, that is all the live music I can find in my archives from Mee, M-E-E. But I've just looked on her website, which is www.meemusic.co.uk, and discovered that she's been making some really amazing new stuff. And so I'm going to play you one more new tune, not recorded live here. And this one is called Legacy of Love.
Let us be a legacy of love. Oh, let our grandchildren and theirs will talk about all love. All else fades away.
Be the legacy, be the legacy. We are the
So that was a non-Radio Reverb studio or live session version of a tune called Legacy of Love by me, MWE, one of our live session featured artists on live virtually on Radio Reverb today. You're listening to Radio Reverb, 97.2 FM in the Brighton and Hove area, streaming live on the internet at www.radioreverb.com. And that was a live session by, as I said, me. You can hear that song and some others at www.memusic.co.uk. And you can find that particular song, Legacy of Love, as a video on YouTube. And very good it is as well. So this show can be listened to again or downloaded as a podcast at Live in Brighton. That will be sometime around the 25th of January 2013 from then. But right now you'll find live sessions going back till about July or June of 2012 on that page, liveinbrighton.podomatic.com. Now it's time to for our next live session feature with another brilliant singer-songwriter, multi-talented musician who used to live in Brighton but has now moved away again. This one is called Amity. Someone else who ought to have gone places a long time ago and is perhaps going at the moment, doing tours with various people around the country. He does come and play in Brighton every now and then. He used to live here, though now based in Wolverhampton again, is the brilliant Amity. And so she has recorded several Radio Reverb sessions, and I'm going to play a mixture of a couple of them for you. But before that, I'm going to play something which I think actually is quite pleased. I haven't played it for a while, but this is a recording of Amity from the stage of a venue in Brighton. And it was at a night called The Stash, where she did her kind of multi-instrumental thing, although I think this is her and just on the guitar. But this is recorded from the stage with a little handheld thing, so apologies if the recording quality isn't that brilliant. But this is one of my favourite songs. It's called Sailor Tattoo. So this isn't in the Radio Reverb studio. This is from, I think it might be now, Sticky Mike's Fog Bar in Middle Street in Brighton.
Jumping feet first, come up west. Stand on the side, when will we mend? Mend what's broke, share a smoke. Pin another badge on that denim coat. So this one's for you, this one's for me. Everyone in between, lock to a key, hand to my sneeze, established in 2003. And how we've grown out of fairy tales told. Truth is, you're never too old to have what you want, borrow what you need. Sell a tattoo, embedded jean. This one's for you, this one's for me, and everyone in between. So this one's for you, this one's for me, and everyone. Combed hair, a snarl and stare, beyond belief, what you made me wear. Back in town, play the music loud. Wanna be adored, can't stand me now. And I can't take you anywhere, I'll take you anywhere. Can't take me anywhere, you'll take me anywhere. I won't. This one's for me and everyone who gets in between.
Well, that still gives me the shivers up the back. That Sailor Tattoo by Amity, and that was recorded from the audience in the place called The Stash at a venue which I think might have been Sticky Mike's Fog Bar, but I'm not sure. It was somewhere near there, down Middle Street, a couple of years ago, I believe now. However, Amity did come to the Radio Reverb studio several times, and let's hope she'll be back again. So here is a kind of mixed together bits of sessions from an interview from some time ago. Popped in to the Radio Reverb studio on last Saturday, and we had a chat, and she recorded some of her songs live acoustically here in the studio. However, I must just say, Amity was featured on the Source magazine's website just the other day, and they said that she was a fresh new talent, which is quite strange, since her Facebook, oh no, her MySpace has been there since 2006. And in fact, she was on the My One World community show in 2009, April 2009, that's 3 years ago. So, anyway, I just kind of find that's quite interesting. However, Amity, she came along to the studio and we had a chat. And so this is what she said, and you'll be able to hear what she sang too. It's really nice to welcome someone back to Radio Reverb, who, after an absence of some time now, but the very wonderful Amity is back.
Thank you very much.
Amity, we should say, is a singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist. And based in Brighton, though, now you're touring around in your tour bus, and you've got a manager and everything.
Yeah, I know, it's changed slightly.
Which is great. So, so how did that happen?
Well, I kind of left Brighton and moved back home to Wolverhampton the end of, well, no, so it's over a year ago now, to save money to get an EP together, which is all done. And then when I was actually back in Brighton, I ended up supporting a lady called Heather Peace, who is a Brighton-based musician and actress, and landed myself a support slot with her at the Comedia. An amazing night. Her management were there and things, and they kind of said, oh, we'd like to put you on tour. So I went off on tour with Zoe Lyons and Jen Bristow and Susie Raphael in November. And then off the back of that and the success of that, I've been asked to support Heather again. So we go off in an actual tour bus this time.
Brilliant. I loved your Facebook thing saying, I don't have to drive myself in my Yaris anymore.
I know, I'm used to piling about three people and a week's worth of clothes and all my equipment in the back of my Yaris.
But has there been any more changes? Because lots of people in Brighton will know your music because, yep, you know, you've done a few gigs. So you play the guitar and now the ukulele as well. But yes, also you play drums at the same time as you play the guitar and have loops as well.
That's it, so, yeah.
Do you still do that sort of thing? Or
yes, right, yeah, okay, just adding more instruments. So now, like, as you said, I play ukulele now, melodica.
And you've got this EP, which you've brought, yep, helpfully in, which looks really good.
Yeah.
Creative design.
Yes.
Is that you?
Yeah, I've up till now, I've pretty much done everything myself. So down to the design, merchandise. I did even print my own T-shirt, but then realised that I was wasting a bit too much time. So, yeah, eventually saved the money and got my own T-shirts printed and things like that. So, yeah, more merchandise.
That's so good now that you have these people to help you.
Yeah.
Trouble with music today, I think, is that, you know, if musicians have to do everything for themselves, then when are you going to get time to make music?
It's so true. If I could cut out one thing that I have to do and still have to do, that it never goes away, is being sat in front of a laptop and having to nag people and, as yourself, Donald.
I thought I was the one who was nagging you. I nagged you.
Yes. It's true. Yeah, we just nag each other.
Yes.
Well, yeah, so if there's one thing that I wish I could cut out, it would be the whole,
whole interneting thing, yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, almost anyone can do that, but not anyone can write and sing. What? And no. So you should be concentrating on the singing and the songwriting and the guitaring.
And
everything.
The drums.
Yeah, and everything, not interneting. Amity, live in the studio. What are you going to sing now?
This one's called Best and Worst. Sadly, swept all our
logic from under my feet. And I tried so hard to win over your heart, but your hand is not mine to hold. Your mind, your body, your heart and soul belongs to you, that I've a broken home. As you know, all the stories I'm told after friends' advice, and I told you so. Up, down, inside and out, round and round we go. Body's like a house of glass, though sticks and stones are thrown. I want you here, I want you to go, pushed away but held so close. Every high has a low, every yes there's a no. Bones and closets and bad pigeon's hope. What it's worth, it'll only make things worse. For what it's worth, it'll only make things worse. Don't have trust, honesty you must. This can't be love, this must be us. What's so wrong can be so right. Heart-shaped bruises and little white lies. An undercover lover with no shoulder to cry. Lord only knows how many times we've tried. You're happy, I'm sad. You're angry, I'm glad. The best and worst I've ever had.
What is that one called again?
That one's called Best and Worst.
Best and Worst. Thank you very much. That's lovely.
Thank you.
So tell us, what have you been doing? You have been touring then. With the tour bus, you must have toured.
Yeah, no. I did a tour with three comedians, with Zoe Lyons, being the Brighton-based comedian. And, we just went off and... Yeah, went everywhere in November, and then, looking forward to going on tour again with Heather. Yeah, it starts on the 22nd of May at the Birmingham Glee, and then we actually end, the one closest to Brighton will be on the 5th of June, and it's Islington Assembly Halls in London.
Right, that sounds good.
Yeah, so I'll be in the tour bus then.
Let's go back to the EP, because that now is all, produced properly, and it's got, six tracks on it.
Yes.
Right.
But I wanted the EP to sound... How I am live. I do some where there's percussion and the drums and everything involved, and then some which are just completely stripped back, like Sailor Tattoo and For You. On the EP, For You's kind of got violins and orchestra, and so it sounds quite Titanic-like, I think.
Amy Amity, what are you going to play now?
This one's Bedpost, acoustic version of Bedpost.
Not on my bedpost, not on my bedpost. If I was sober, I wouldn't touch you with a barge pole. Not on my bedpost, not on my bedpost. If only I was sober. I keep my confidence in a hip flask. You look good to me now, but these beater goggles, they won't last. Letter box eyes. Oh, what have you done? I hang my head in shame and da-da-duvet. I've got nothing on. Notch on my bedpost,
Not on my bed post if I was sober. I wouldn't touch you with a barge pole. Not on my bed post. Not on my bed post if only I was sober. I don't know where I am or who this is lying next to me. Last thing I remember, the small hand was on the three. Never again will I find myself in church estate. My conquest rolls over, oh, I slept with what's a face. Not on my bedpost, not on my bedpost. If I was sober, I wouldn't touch you with a barge pole. Not on my bedpost, not on my bedpost. If only I was sober. Under the sheets you have a sneaky squeeze of my bum. Wink of an eye, ask me how I like my eggs done. Well, my dear, time flies, I'm not having fun. I head for the door, closing hand, I'm on the run. Notch on my bedpost, notch on my bedpost. If I was sober, I wouldn't touch you with a barge pole. Notch on my bedpost, notch on my bedpost. If only I was sober. Wow. Not on my bedpost, not on my bedpost. If only I was sober. Not on my bedpost, not on my bedpost. If only I was sober. Not on my bedpost, not on my bedpost. If only I was sober. Not on my bedpost, not on my bedpost. If only I was sober.
Cheers, thank you.
Thank you, Amity, with Notch on My Bedpost.
Yes, sir.
Marvellous. When you perform live, one of your things is that you play lots of things at once.
Yeah.
Just you.
Yes.
And then loop it.
Yes.
So you play the drums and the guitar and on the Miss Melodica thing, and then it all builds up. But when you were making this record, did you like do it all at once, or did you do bit by bit and then build it up?
It was a mixture, really. What I normally do is just book a day in the studio, do a day at a time, a song at a time. And it's fascinating what you can do with technology now. So, yeah, it was just Lee, the guy from Bleak Music, would sit and watch me play. And then we just take bit by bit and build it up as I would do it live, just because then it's more of a true representation, really, of what I do. So he's a pleasure to work with. And you just have to get that bond with somebody when it's music, because it's something you've created and it's your baby almost, and you need someone that understands it as much as you do. So yeah, I'm lucky in that sense, really. So lucky.
If you could, would you have a band? Do you do it all yourself because that's what you want to do, or is it because it's like you can't afford to pay a band at the moment?
I think because sometimes it's hard to count on other people. I mean, sometimes you hear stories of bands and breaking up, and everyone has their own commitments.
Yeah. But if you could pay them.
Yeah, I mean, I'd...
And then if they left, you could pay someone else.
Yeah.
And you could tell them what to play.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not very good at that, at telling people what to do. But yeah, I do miss... I was in one band when I first originally started playing music. And I do miss kind of looking across the stage, and if something goes well, you kind of go, oh, that worked, didn't it? Or have someone else to blame if something goes wrong. But everything's just on me. But it's... At least if I get a phone call saying, can you do this, I can drop pretty much everything and do it, whereas a band, it's a bit more difficult. Yeah. So I think at this stage, on my own, it's quite convenient.
You can be more spontaneous and flexible.
That's it, yeah.
Right, okay. But you don't object generally to bands if it could be made to work the way you wanted it to?
Yeah, it's nice to have a bit of diverse, isn't it, and try something new. So no, I never rule it out.
So you're doing this tour and you play all different kinds of gigs.
Yeah.
But so, what would be your ideal gig at the moment to play? Where would you really like to go and play?
I deal would be festivals.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so I love...
Festival promoters out there, please, please take note.
Definitely. You can get hold of me, actually. I've got a new website as well from when I've been away.
Great.
So it's now all the W's, iamamity.com. So, yeah, you can get in touch with me through there.
Great. Okay. And you're available for festivals?
Anytime.
And so, let's finish off with that Amity interview feature session thing with another live track, or a track recorded live in the Radio Reverb studio by Amity just last Saturday, all in one go, with no trickery. Here is Amity recorded live with Heart Overhead.
Hi there, I am Amity, and this is a new song called Heart Overhead. You'd like to think that I'll treat you better, but I'm a little bit worse off. My heart's been dropped and kicked around, now I'm a little bit messed up. Can't help but thinking if I didn't have the voice, my guitar or my train of thought, you wouldn't look at me once, not even twice, you wouldn't give me a second thought. More than just a pair of eyes, my big black riff is my disguise. Brought up to share, not to lie, and if you sit too close, you get square eyes. I didn't look before the leap, now I'm drowning in the deep. Deaf to what the old wife said, and now I'm in heart overhead. To know you better, but you're a little bit worse off. Your heart's been dropped and kicked around, now you're a little bit messed up. Can't help but thinking you've been done for drinking. You call me shallow, but I think I'm sinking. I look at you once, look at you twice. My pupils grow to twice their size. More to you than meets the eye. Behind cherry lips is a beautiful mind. Your face says that your heart declined. Sell my soul to buy your time. Didn't look before the leap. Now I'm drowning in the deep. Deaf to what the old wife said, and now I'm in heart overhead. I'm in heart overhead. I'm in heart overhead. You fool me once, you fool me twice. You reel me in and then you cut the line. You fall before, you fall again. But you end heart overhead. Heart over, heart over, heart over, heart over, heart over. Heart over, heart over, heart over, heart over, heart over. Heart over, heart over, heart over, heart over, heart over.
So that was Amity with Heart Over Heels, recorded here in the Radio Reverb studio. And, well, thank you very much for listening to the live virtually show. Unfortunately, there's no time to play our two coming up guests in February, who are going to be Amy Hill and Chris Priest so far. But you can look them up on the internet, Chris Priest and Amy Hill. But thank you very much for listening. I'm Donald Shire. Got to go now for the next show. I'll leave you play out with a little bit of another track from Amity's marvellous EP, I suppose, My Little Eye. This one is called For You. Thanks for listening. Be back next week.
Somewhere down the line, 'cause I don't think I can carry on without you by my side. So please don't leave, I'm begging you, yeah, please don't make me get on my knees.
I'll always be ready for you when you're ready to love.